You know, that wasn't what we wanted to be last week. Fortunately or unfortunately, we've had a week to correct. The first thing I have to do is correct me. So I've worked diligently to see where I can be better to help our players get better. And now we move on to St. Louis and see if we can get back on track. Well, we knew they played two men. They played two men on third down. And so we were prepared for the two men in that situation. You know, we just have to be able to adapt and make sure that if they're trying to take one of our players out, we can utilize. You know, I talked, if you think back to when we started this thing together, all of us, that we talked about putting players in a position to make plays, and that's what it's all about. And so we've got to do a better job of that, and we will. And at the same time, it's very important in this league that you win the individual battles. And I think at the end of the day, we didn't win enough of those, too. So we need to block people. We can't do anything unless we block people. And that's part of the whole overall deal. You know, you go into a game and you believe you have a good plan. You tweak the plan in the course of the game and you try to, you know, put players in a position to succeed, and not always can a guy have help. So when those occasions arise, however many they be, when a player doesn't get the help, he's got to win. He's got to win. And we don't expect our players, and I've said this to you guys before over the last 3 years, we don't expect our players to grade out 100%. I've coached some great linemen. I've coached a guy that's in the Hall of Fame. He never graded 100%, so we don't expect that. But we expect better results than we had. You know, we have seven players that suit up every week, and those seven players, all of them could tell you to a man that they all get reps with the ones. And we're going to try to make sure and make the proper decision of the five guys we're going to put in there that can protect our quarterback and help us run the ball. It felt like coming out of training camp, it was almost dead even. And it was one of those deals, I think I said, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it. We were actually playing pretty good ball coming out of camp. We went a number of weeks with hardly any sacks. And we knew, you know, we had to run the ball better. But if it wasn't broke, don't fix it. So now it's broke, so we'll make a change. Yeah. Yeah, today seems like, you know, we're on to, we understand it's a long season. We understand there are a lot of games. We understand that hopefully most of the games are going to go our way, and we know that some of them are not. And how we bounce back from that is a key to how good a football team you're going to be. How you bounce back from adversity is also a key to what kind of man you're going to be. And so hopefully we have some men that are going to bounce back from that adversity and coaches and perform better and coach better this week.